Everybody on Big Al Weekly, and this is the Big Al Bluegrass Show. For the next hour, you and I will share, listen, and learn in some of the best and education of bluegrass music. It's all brought to you by MusicChartsMagazine.com in Nashville, Tennessee. That's MusicChartsMagazine.com. Today we're going to pay a tribute to a very special person. He is an American treasure, a true living legend. His name is John Ray Seckler. We know him as Curly Seckler, and his friends in music know him as Seck. He was born to Carrie and Calvin Seckler in China Grove, North Carolina, on December the 25th of 1919. Curly was destined to have a huge contribution on bluegrass music. He learned to play music from his parents. His dad played the old-time fiddle, the harmonica, and the auto harp, while his mother taught him how to play the organ. He also learned other instruments, such as the banjo, tenor banjo, and of course the guitar, and then the mandolin that he would be known for, and that high tenor voice that he had in bluegrass music. Curly was inducted into the IBMA Hall of Fame in 2004, also the North Carolina Music Hall of Fame in 2010, and into the Bellman Road Bluegrass Hall of Fame in 2011. One of the best, greatest tenor singers of bluegrass music. We'll take a look at some of the stories and some of the times of Curly Seckler. And with me on the program, we're going to be hearing from Grand Ole Opry star Jesse McReynolds, one of his friends. Also Haskell McCormick of the McCormick Brothers, and Herschel Sizemore, legendary mandolin player. They're all going to say hello to Curly, and they're also going to tell a story about him. Right now, let's go back to a song that talks about his hometown at China Grove, North Carolina, and it's simply called China Grove, My Hometown. It's all right here on the Big Al Bluegrass Show as we pay tribute to one of our living legends, and that is Curly Seckler. Here he is.
Sunny side of North Carolina, and a long stretch of open road. I'm leaving today, I'm headed that way, going down to China Grove. Just a little old town in country, it's my hometown, you know. And there's no sweeter place, blue out of space, down around China Grove. Worked many a cotton row on a Tar Heel farm. That's where I was born, down around China Grove. Just a little old town in the country, it's my hometown, you know. And there's no sweeter place where I was raised, down around China Grove. See down to earth good people nearly everywhere I go. But sometimes I find by the good friends of mine only around China Grove. Just a little old town in the country, it's my hometown, you know. And there's no sweeter place where I was raised, down around China Grove. Just a little old town in the country, it's my hometown, you know. And there's no sweeter place where I was raised, down around China Grove.
Once again, paying tribute to one of our living legends, 95 years old, still going strong, Mr. Curly Seckler, here on the Big Isle Bluegrass Show. Of course, in the minutes that we have, we'll not be able to cover the complete career of so many great years in bluegrass, but what a gentleman, and I even got a chance to meet Curly Seckler back in, I believe it was in 1991 or 1992 in Summersville, West Virginia, and the conversation we had, I will never, ever forget. What a great gentleman he was. But Curly Seckler began his career in music in 1935, performing with his brothers in a band called the Yodeling Rangers in Salisbury, North Carolina. And in 1939, with the notoriety that he was receiving at that time, Charlie Monroe of the Monroe Brothers recruited him to sing harmony in his new group called the Kentucky Partners. Now, after the breakup of the Monroe Brothers, Curly worked several stints with Charlie Monroe early in his career, and he also teamed up with various other bluegrass pioneers, including Jim and Jesse McReynolds, Mack Wiseman, the Sossaman Brothers, and the Stanley Brothers. In just a few moments, we're going to hear a comment from Jesse McReynolds as he talks about his friend Curly Seckler and tells us a little story. But right now, let's go to another song from this great tenor singer of bluegrass, this legend. It's called Bringing in the Georgia Mail, here once again as we pay tribute to Curly Seckler on the Big Isle Bluegrass Show.
Fail. Curving for the depot, listen to her scream. Ringing at Georgia Mill.
And there he is, the great Curly Seckler, as we pay tribute to that living legend here on the Big Isle Bluegrass Show. I'm Big Isle Weekly, and it's all brought to you by MusicChartsMagazine.com in Nashville, Tennessee. Curly Seckler recorded even as late as 2013 with Larry Sparks and many others, but I got three of his friends to talk with me a few minutes about his career. They want to say hi to Curly and also tell a little story about him. First up on our list is longtime friend, Grand Ole Opry star Jesse McReynolds, here on our tribute to the great Curly Seckler.
I guess we met Curly. First time I saw him, he was with Charlie Monroe. Charlie was doing a tent show, and they came to our hometown, and Curly was playing mandolin with him and singing, and I got to listen to him a long time, and then we had a little pause between some of our career moves we were making from different radio stations, and we would starve out different places, and Curly, he was sort of trying to do some different things too, and and we sort of I met him in around Bristol, Virginia, or Tennessee there, and we got together and we started to do a band. He worked with a guy named Roy Sykes. I don't know if you ever heard of Roy, but he Stanley Brothers worked with him some, and he was one of the first of the groups that I worked with. And, anyway, Curly, we had a meeting with Roy one time, and we was going to form a band, and they couldn't figure out what to call the band, who was going to be the leader of it, and everything. That sort of phased out, and Jim and I, we was just sort of standing around home and trying to figure out what move to make and where to go, and what we tried to get a job on radio stations, and we'd go to different stations and audition, and they offered us all kind of jobs, including a janitor sometimes. They'd give us a 15-minute radio show a day, and might want us to do some janitor work or something, you know, in order to, for the station to pay us anything.
Right.
So, anyway, Curly called us one day, and he said, "I got this job in Augusta, Georgia." This was 1949, with Hoke Jenkins, and Hoke had Carl Smith working with him, and maybe he was doing had a bluegrass band and a radio station. So we got together with Curly, and that's the first time we really left home for a long time. That far away went from Coburn, Virginia, to Augusta, Georgia, with Curly, and it was our first time really to go that far away from home. And Curly, he learned us a lot. He had worked with Charlie Monroe, and he had also worked some with Flat and Scruggs, and he got down to Augusta, Georgia, and we joined Hoke Jenkins and the Smoky Mountain Boys. Smoky Mountaineers, I guess they call him, and had a daily radio show and went out and booked schoolhouses, and we did it the old-fashioned way. Back then we had to do a show. Besides music, you had to do a comedy act or something, though, in the show, because that's the way things were back then. Somebody had to play comedy or something, and they had me playing comedy and everything else.
Wow.
And I mean, Curly was what first person really that tried to dress up me and Jim from being country boys, wearing our little hats and everything. And he said, "I think we need to dress up a little bit and wear ties." And so I'd never wore a tie before.
And really?
So Curly, he had to show us how to tie a knot in a tie. So he tied the knot and fixed it where it would slip open. So we just left it tied and would pull it open and slide it over our heads. I always gave him credit for the first person to ever got a tie on Jim at this end.
And there is Grand Ole Opry star Jesse McReynolds talking about his friend Curly Seckler as we pay tribute to Curly Seckler here on the Big Al Bluegrass Show. Coming up, we're going to hear a comment from Haskell McCormick of the McCormick Brothers as he tells about Curly and maybe tells us a little story in his bluegrass music career. And we got much more coming up, some great live music from Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs, and of course our man of the hour, a tribute to a living legend, Curly Seckler, here on the Big Al Bluegrass Show. And it's all brought to you by musicchartsmagazine.com.